All right, Matthew 23. I want to look at verse 37. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how oft would I gather thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and you would not. Now you say, Brother Billy, what kind of Mother's Day message is that? I want to read it again. You watch. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how oft would I gather thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and you would not. I want us to bow together. Heavenly Father, I pray now the Holy Spirit of God would minister to my heart, to the heart of these gathered. Thank you for my mother. Thank you for my wife, the mother of our children. Thank you for our father, all of our family. You've been good to us. You blessed us. Thank you for every mom here present in the building, in the radio audience and internet audience. Thank you, our Father, for those moms of our church that are not able to be here, for Ms. Peggy Barefoot. We pray, God, your blessing on her today, for Ms. Adeline, and, Lord, for others who are not able to be here today. We pray, God, your blessing on them. Thank you for those who've been out and been sick and now are able to be back today. I pray, God, your blessing. And, Father, I pray for the dear families, Lord, whose mom just recently maybe, Lord, has gone to be with you. Lord, I know that they know the truth. They know heaven's a real place. But, our Father, I also know that, Lord, that heartache, that pain is very real. So, God, I pray you give them a special grace this morning. And I'll thank you and praise you and give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. He's talking here about a hen gathering her chicks. And you say, Brother Billy, you're going to call our moms old hens? No, I'm not doing that at all. I'm just saying he picked something. The Lord picked something to illustrate his love and his kindness to us. And what an honor he paid to this mother hen. When we were down in Florida, we had chickens. Regina won't let me have chickens now, and or goats or pig, anything like that that requires feeding and taking care of. But we had chickens when we were in Florida. We had 10 acres of land, and they ranged chickens, ran around and everything. And I remember one morning out on the back porch, looked, and we had a little pretty little brown hen, and she came up out of the swamp, and she had a little line, little bitties. I mean, just a little bitty thing right behind her. And I tell you what a thing. And she was so proud of those little bitties, and she's ran in the yard. And that was just the neatest thing to see those things. And the Lord picked that animal to illustrate his love for us. And that's the love of a mother. He didn't pick it just because she was a chicken or anything, but he wanted them to understand his love and his concern for us. I note three or four things if you want to write them down. Number one, I want you to notice the perceptive nature of this hen. The perceptive nature of this hen. She understands things the babies don't understand. She perceives things the babies don't understand. She senses things that they don't understand. She senses danger. They're running around and rolling around the ground and wallowing in the sand and eating little things they can find, and they're just happy as they can be. But that mother, her natural sense of perception, she perceives when there's danger. She can just sense it. And I'll tell you something, guys, about, you already know this, if you're married, your wife can sense some things. And they sense things. If they ever tell you, don't you walk, get around that woman, you watch that woman, you better listen to what she says. And she tells you something, I just don't feel right about this, you better listen to what she says. Now, I'm hard-headed, but Brother Avery Rogers drilled that in my head years ago, that women do have a certain sense, just like this little hen, of perception. And not only can she sense things, but she can see things. This mother has a better visual powers than those little babies. They can't see very far when they're first born. But she can see far off out in the distance, in the future. And a real mother is a mother who has that sense of perception and that one who understands, and she's cautious about her children. She watches for them. And that leads me to the second thing. Not only do I note her perceptive nature, but I notice her protective nature. It's just in the nature of a mother. Biologists would call it instinct preservation. That we have self-preservation, but in an animal, they have what's called species preservation, rather. They have species preservation, that instinct to preserve their species, and so they'll fight. I watched this morning, we've got little bird boxes around, and I'm not sure what it was. It wasn't a brown thresher. It was a brown bird with a long tail, but it wasn't a brown thresher. And we've got some little bluebird boxes out there, and we got some babies in there, and that bird was coming and trying to poke his head in them boxes. Boy, that mama bird was just giving him a fit running around there. And then he went over and he tried to pick on a mockingbird nest, and that was a bad thing for him. That mockingbird, boy, it's a bad dude. And boy, she run him off in a hurry. But there's just a natural thing about mothers that want to protect their children. And this hen is protective of her children. And if a godly mother is protective of her children. She wants to isolate them, protect them from things. She wants to protect them even before they're born. I watch those little bluebirds, those boxes. Virginia goes out, checks, sees them. I watch them and old sparrow come by. And the mom and the dad, they'll try to run that sparrow off. They're going to take care of it before that. And boy, listen, the tragedy of America, the bloodshed in America of abortion, and people have been schooled that it's not a real baby, it's just a fetus. And, you know, all the millions of babies have been killed. And now the man who just such horrible thing kept those young girls and caused one of them to abort two or three different times, they're going to charge him with murder for killing those babies before they were born. Now that's, you know, you got to have a balance somewhere. It's equal. You know what I'm saying? If it's murder in a controlled environment, or if it's murder in a home where somebody is incarcerated, it's still the same, don't you think? I believe it is. And then I heard on the news the other day they were trying to have a ban now on abortion simply because of gender. I didn't even know they could do that. I didn't know if in America, if somebody was having a baby and it turned out it was a boy and they didn't want a boy, they could go ahead and abort it. I didn't know if they don't have a girl, they didn't want a girl, they could go ahead and abort it. They're trying to get it now to where they can't do that. I never did understand that. I didn't know where they could do that. But I do know this. If a fetus, if you can determine the sex of it, it's a boy or girl, I don't think you'd want to call it a fetus. I think you'd want to call it a boy or girl. Wouldn't you? I mean, some people are just crazy. I mean, they're just crazy. But listen, that natural instinct of that mother is to protect that baby. They are protective even before they're born. And oh, how protective they are when they are born. They want to just make sure everything's right, keep everything clean, everything just right, and watch over them, protect them. And, you know, I think I mentioned this to you one time before. You may not remember. When I was down in Florida, I worked with a guy on a farm for a while, and I was disking this big field, and I watched, and I saw a skunk in front of me in the tractor and coming to run across in front of the tractor, had a little bitty baby skunk, and taking it over through the fence road, and then turned around and come running back. I realized she had a nest out in that field somewhere. And I made my round. I watched her. She'd run, get a baby, and come back, run, get a baby, and come back. And I was kind of timing myself, so I thought maybe she'd get them all out. I don't recall. It seemed like it was quite a few of them. But when I made my run, I had to come back by, and she had one last baby. And when that mom came out, running out across that field, and I was close to her. I wasn't right on her, but I was real close. She stopped in her tracks, dropped her baby, ran toward that 40 John Deere tractor with an 18-foot disc behind it, and turned around and waved at me with her tail. Boy, was I glad it was an enclosed cab with air conditioning. She wasn't afraid of that tractor. She's protecting her babies. My dear friend, it's a natural thing for a mother to want to protect. And this mother hen has a nature about her to want to protect her children. You know what? Mom's not on those natural animals. This hen fans protecting unborn, protect it in its youth, try to protect it, isolate it, keep from things that would hurt it and harm it and everything. Also protect it from laziness. Regina was in a doctor's office one time, and I was sitting in the car, and I watched, and there was a mother bird, and there was two little birds with her, and they were hopping right around behind her. And I watched her, and she'd hunt around there a few minutes, and she'd get a worm, and it seemed like, of course, they'd come running, and she'd hold that worm, and it looked like she'd shake it at them. And when they got right at her, she'd throw her head back and swallow that worm. And I said, that is a mean mama. I mean, that's... And she did that repeatedly. She'd look around, and she'd get the worm. And then I watched. And they got right in behind her. And where she went, they went. Where she went, they went. But she didn't give them a worm. But you know what she was doing? She was teaching them how to find a worm for themselves. She was protecting them from their total dependency on her. That she was teaching them not to be lazy. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And they can wash dishes. Yes, they can. And they can fold clothes. And they can take out trash. And they can. And they can do those things. And listen, it is good for them. Amen. They need to do those things. They need to get out. And moms protect their children from laziness. Now, teach them how to do something besides go through the drive-thru at McDonald's. Say amen.
Amen.
Teach them how to cook biscuits. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And listen, they protect. You ought to protect your children. And that mother hen, she has that natural instinct of protection, and she wants to protect those children. Notice not only that, but notice the proximity or nearness of the mother to the children. When danger is imminent, she calls them, she gathers them. She stayed close enough to them so that they can hear her voice, and she's staying watching over them. And you'll have to watch over your children for a length of time. Keep them close, keep them close. You know, Regina and I went up to Pigeon Forge, went to the Titanic exhibit, and in the hotel we stayed in, they had a singing Santa Claus, of all things. I really enjoyed it. Come to find out, he was a preacher friend's son from years ago, and has gospel CDs and all that. But anyhow, he sang a song called Let Them Be Little. And he introduced that song by saying, when his children were little, he said, I can't hardly wait till they get big. I can't hardly wait till they get big enough to do this and do that and do the other. And you know, he said, when I think back now, I wished I could have kept them little. Let them be little. It won't last long. It won't last that long. And I promise you, Chris, you'll live through it. You'll live through it. And I know my wife said before, you know, about our girls, you know, they hope they have a child just like them. Because, I mean, it just, you know, drove us crazy about things. But, you know, that mother, she stays close to those children. You know what I think about the Lord? He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He's going to stay close to us, whether we stay close to him or not. You know, I drift away from the Lord sometimes, but he don't ever drift away from me. Oh, I like what old Dr. Kanoy used to say. Dr. Kanoy said, you can't leave somebody that won't leave you. And he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's going to stay there. I want you to notice the purpose of heart of this mother hen, the reason the Lord picked her. Her purpose of heart. He said, when the storm is boiling in or danger is coming, she gathers her chickens, her little ones, under her wings and close them in. The purpose of her heart, here it is. She's willing to give her life. She's not going to be out of the storm. She'll be in the storm. She won't be fleeing from the predator. She'll be face the predator. And Jesus Christ, when he came, he came and bore our sins in his own body on the tree. The purpose of his heart was this. He said, I've come to seek and to save that which is lost. I came not to minister and to give my life a ransom. The purpose of his heart was to suffer and bleed and die. And so it is with a mother. She'd die for her children. She'd do anything for her children. And what he's saying to the nation of Israel here is I'd die for you. Matter of fact, he did die for them. He suffered and bled and died for them. I don't know where I read it. May have been in a farm journal or somewhere else. I read everything. I'm a little bit like Donnie Pierce. Donnie reads all the time. And I read everything. But I read an astounding story one day of a farmer who had a small chicken coop in the backyard. Had a little hen like our little hen down in Florida who just a few days before had hatched out a whole brood of little bitties. He just had such pleasure in them every morning going out to feed them and watch them play. And he went out a few mornings later into his chicken coop there. And he saw the mother sitting down, but her body was mutilated. She'd been attacked and half of her body was gone, blood everywhere. And he realized what had happened. During the night, a weasel had gotten in and killed that mother. He perceived the worst. He said, this is horrible. The weasel came in, killed the babies, killed the mama, took all the babies, ate the babies. So reluctantly went to pick up the carcass of that destroyed little hen. And when he picked her body up, safely under her wings were those babies, alive and well. That mother did not flee when danger came. Her purpose of heart was to protect those babies at all costs. She was willing to suffer and bleed and die for those children. My question to you, dear mothers, this morning, you have all these natural instincts in you because God created you that way. They can only be refined and multiplied by knowing Christ as your Savior. And they can, and God can give you greater vision. God can give you a greater heart. God can give you greater skills. He's the one who can do that. Same way with moms and dads as well. God can do that for you. But the Lord said, would I not do this for you, Israel, as a hen gathers her chickens? And I want to say to you this morning, the Lord has all those things toward me and you. He knows danger before we ever see it. He speaks to us and warns us through the Holy Ghost. He has a desire to protect us and hedge us in and keep us safe. Matter of fact, I want to just share a couple of scriptures with you in the Old Testament real quick, and I'm through. Look in Psalms 57. Psalms 57. And listen to what David said about the Lord in Psalms 57. Look at verse number 1. Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. David learned that you can get under the Lord, under His wings, and He'll protect you. Whenever those difficulties are there, He'll protect you until they're gone. Look over in Psalms 91. In Psalms 91, this wonderful passage of Scripture, verse 4, He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor by the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at the right hand, but it shall not come upon thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is thy refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come upon thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash the foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, and the young lion and the dragon, trampling the foot. Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. God is our refuge. He's our place of hiding. And I hope you know that. You're living in a very difficult day. You need Him today. Will you bow with me for prayer? With every head bowed, every eye closed. While we're praying, I did not mention this a while ago. I want you to pray for Miss Pansy. She had to slip out. Her blood pressure got really, really high. So you pray for Miss Pansy. But we'll just do an invitation. Miss Brenda's going to come and play the invitation for us this morning. Brad, you come, whatever God leads you to do. Not going to keep you very long this morning. I know that you got things to do. I'm going to ask you a question. How many of you here today can say, I have fled to Jesus for refuge? I heard His call, and I came to Him. He spoke to me, drew me by His grace, showed me I was lost, and I called upon Him. I came to Him, and I'm now in a safe place. I'm saved, and I know heaven is my home. Would you raise your hand across the building, moms and dads, guests, visitors? I know that. Thank you so much. I ask you a question. Do you have that safe haven? Do you have that safe refuge under the Lord Jesus Christ? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. A person who gets saved is said to be in Christ. They're born again, safe. The Lord Jesus Christ said, no man's able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all. Oh, what a protecting Father you have. But if you don't know Him as your Savior, you've relinquished all that. You've not benefited from all that. I wonder this morning if there's a man or a woman or a boy or girl here who'd say to me, Brother Billy, I'm not a Christian. Not a Christian. If I died right now, I don't know I'd go to heaven. Pastor, would you please pray for me? I want to assure you, visitors and guests, that I will not come to you. I'm not going to try to hem you up after the service. I'm not going to try to trick you anyway. I want to do what I said. I'm going to pray for you. If you want to talk with me, if I can ever help you, I'll do it. But right now, if you say, Preacher, I'm not saved. If I died now, I don't know I'd go to heaven. Please pray for me. Would you raise your hand across this great auditorium this morning? I'm watching right up, right back now. Let me see. And you say, Preacher, thank you. Thank you. Somebody else, not sure they're saved, but Preacher, pray for me across this building. Heavenly Father, I pray, God, that, Lord, you'd bless these dear moms here today. Pray, God, you'd help them to love you and serve you. And Father, I pray, God, that, Lord, that you'd enable them, our Father, to fulfill those things that you put inside of them in a godly way. And I pray, God, that, Lord, that you'd help us to recognize, our Father, how you love us and how you protected us, how good you are to us. And I ask now the Holy Ghost of God to speak to hearts and do what you want to do in this service. And I'll thank you and praise you. Would you stand, please, with your heads bowed? We're not having a long invitation. Brother Brad's going to sing just a verse of song. And just obey the Holy Ghost this morning. Maybe that you want to come this morning, get around this altar. Maybe to come and ask God to bless and thank the Lord for your mom. Maybe that you want to come as a family. Maybe you want to come as a mom and say, God, help me to be a good mother. I want to be a godly mother and ask God to help you. And if you're not saved this morning, we sure would love to see you saved. You come right now. God's Spirit's blessing you. Come. God bless you. God bless you for coming.